Positive support strategies, or PSS, are strengths-based and individualized to emphasize teaching a person productive and self-determined skills or alternative strategies and behaviors without the use of restrictive interventions. Everyone receiving 245D licensed services needs to write positive support strategies. You may recognize this information from the results of person-centered tools or written in methodologies for outcomes.
It is possible that the positive support strategies are simply the person's strengths, needs, and preferences. These PSSs include what it is that the person prefers based upon their strengths and needs. For example, previously you heard about Chelsea, who is deathly afraid of dogs. It is Chelsea's preference and need to stay away from dogs. It is possible that the positive support strategies speak of the person's strengths, needs, and preferences that will also include some behavioral component. For example, previously you heard about Oliver. Oliver has preferences for calm and quiet environments. His PSSs also state that if there isn't a calm environment, he will start hitting himself. The positive support strategies also have written information about what to do before and after he starts hitting himself. In addition to having PSSs that address a behavioral component, it is possible that the person's behavior also includes times when he is at imminent risk of physically harming himself or other people. This means the definition of an emergency use of manual restraint, or an EUMR. The PSSs would address all of the proactive and reactive strategies that you have written for what staff do at the person's calm stage, what the person's triggers are, what are the escalating behaviors, the crisis behaviors specific to him, and what to do at the recovery stage. It is also possible that a person's PSSs include the use of a positive support transition plan, or a PSTP. For example, previously you heard about Roger. If Roger's hallucinations are not interrupted, it is possible that Roger will listen to what he is being told by his hallucination and will kick or hit someone near him. Roger has a PSTP written that includes the steps to do proactively and reactively when he starts hurting other people.
In summary, positive support strategies are written instructions that are totally unique to the person based on the person's strengths, needs, and preferences. As a staff person, it is good to know these strategies and implement them proactively. Click to read the full definition of a positive support strategy.